A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swine herds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him. And all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. The man who was freed from the demons wanted to follow Jesus, but Jesus does not permit him to join his group. Instead, he tells the man to go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you. And the man did just that. He went off and began to proclaim what Jesus had done for him. Jesus just asked him to tell the people with whom he associated what had happened to him, what Jesus, in his pity, had done for him. Could we say that Jesus was just asking him to name the grace, name the good that had been given to him? We are all called to do just what this man was told to do. Most of us are not called to be missionaries to foreign lands, or to preach homilies as such. But we are called to tell the good news, the good that we have experienced by the goodness of God. We are called to be preachers, to name the graces we have received from God. The man probably didn't consider himself to be a preacher, but he could certainly relate to others what had happened to him and how he had been freed from the demons that had tormented him. He could tell of his experience. Jesus gave him no other instruction other than to go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you. When I was a child, I would sometimes buy penny candy that was wrapped in colored cellophane paper. I would unwrap the candy and smooth out the wrapper and hold it up to my eyes and say, Everything is red or blue or whatever color the paper was. It was the lens through which I saw everything for a few minutes. After this man was healed, he must have seen everything his whole life through the lens of Jesus's mercy and goodness. He must have welcomed opportunities to tell his story. All he had to do was be true to his own experience and proclaim his healing by Jesus. He knew what to say, and he knew how to say it. We are all called to be preachers in the same way the healed man was told to proclaim what Jesus had done for him. We are called to name the grace which we have received and which our God continues to bestow upon us throughout our lives. It may happen over a cup of coffee or while taking a walk with someone. If we are convinced that God has indeed done great things for us, it will be the lens through which we see our life, and we will proclaim that merciful love God has for us. Sometimes we may not even use words. Our very presence will speak of God's goodness. The man went off and proclaimed his good news in the Decapolis. Jesus did not go to the Decapolis, but sent this man to tell the people what he had done for him. Is Jesus telling us to go to the Decapolis in our life and tell those we know what God has done for us? Loving God, you gave us Jesus to show us how much you love us. Help me to see all of life through the lens of this great love you have for me. Help me to proclaim your love to all I meet, to announce all that you in your love have done for me.